shine a little over. Liver, liver, leap.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill, and I am here tonight with our special guest, Charlie Spears, chiropractor and nutritional health coach at the Natural Grocery Store down in the Montrose area.
Hello.
Good evening, Charlie.
Hi, Worms. Glad to be here.
Thanks for being here. You were here a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about all kinds of...
Organics.
We talked about organics and some of the problems that... come with using non-organics and pesticides and gut health and how that can lead to some problems with gut health. And that's what we're going to continue tonight.
That's good.
So it's a live call-in show, 527-4868, 1-866 KVNF now. And you can also email your questions to worm@kvnf.org. And we'll get that right here at the conference table. All right, gut health. And so let's just start out. What are we talking about? Gut, stomach? What organs are involved here?
Well, your gut is essentially a big, long 30-foot tube. And give you reference, 30 feet is like if you stood out of the third-story window and dropped your intestine, it would touch the ground. So it's a 30-foot tube, starting with your mouth, obviously. Then you first have a stomach outpouching. Where you get an acid bath of anything that comes into your body gets an acid bath. After your stomach, you have the small intestine, which has a huge absorptive areas where you break down and digest your food and a lot of nutrients are absorbed. And your small intestine has little finger-like projections on it that are called villi. And so the villi are very important, and they can be damaged by certain things that you take in your diet.
Okay, so stomach, small intestine.
And then after small intestine, you have the large intestine, and that's descending colon, transverse and descending colon, and that's where most of your probiotics actually live, in your colon. And in your colon, you have the final absorption of water, electrolytes, and some nutrients that are left over after the small intestine is done.
Okay, so we're talking about gut health. So from our mouth down to our stomach, our small intestine, and then our large intestine and our colon.
Correct.
All of that, health of that.
And the thing about this whole tube is it's got a very thin membrane. You know, it's actually, if you think of your intestines as like a straw going through you, anything in that straw isn't really in you. It's in the tube. But the only thing that protects the contents of the tube, your small intestine, your large intestine, which is essentially fecal material, there's only one layer of intestinal cells between the bloodstream and the feces. So the health of that single layer of cells is extremely important because they're the ones that can get damaged. And normally those cells are packed very tightly together. They're shoulder to shoulder and nothing can get past them. They're like rugby players.
So that's the barrier that we're going to talk about.
Exactly.
Okay. 527-4868, 1-866 KVNF now. So obviously this important barrier there, this is the mucus and it's made up of, this is where the probiotics live.
Correct.
And that's what defines a healthy gut. What is a healthy gut? How do you know what that is?
The inside, it's just like your skin layer. Your skin is your outer layer that protects you from the environment. And your intestinal lining is your inner skin, really. And so you want that inner skin that, like I said, the cells have to be healthy. But they're also covered by a thick layer of mucus. And in that mucus, you find nutrients. And you also find immunoglobulin A, IgA, which is a very important immune compound. And then the mucus layer actually helps protect that thin lining of cells from the interior contents. And so it's important to have that mucus layer intact. A lot of problems start when that mucus layer is degraded, and then you have whatever the contents of your gut tube start interfacing more directly with those little teeny cells. So you have to have that mucus layer full of probiotics and immunoglobulin A, which is a nice protective little barrier between that thin line of cells and whatever's in your gut.
Yeah, and so the amount of probiotics or the diversity of probiotics, how do you tell whether you're healthy and balanced in that respect?
Well, they do a lot of testing now, and that's some of the hottest research right now. There's a lot of companies that actually take samples, and they give you – you have a huge diversity of probiotics, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 different species in your gut. And so the more diversity we find, the better.
Because some of their function is – so they live in this barrier – and they're keeping the barrier healthy, but what are some of the other functions of probiotics?
Well, you know, here their function is they really rule you. think as human, we're human, but we actually, there's more probiotic cells in your body than human cells by far. I've seen some numbers of up to trillions of 100 trillion probiotics and only 1 trillion human cells. So they actually contribute a lot to you. They actually, you're only a host for your probiotics. You can't live without them. And in turn for them living in you as a host, you feed them, you provide them with nutrition, a nice warm place to grow. They make lactic acid for you. They make vitamins such as vitamin K2, B12, B1, 2, 3. They make neurotransmitters.
Wow.
GABA. In fact, your intestine uses more melatonin than your brain.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You know, when you say probiotic, and let me give the phone numbers, 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. I think that there's a common thing where you hear probiotic and you think bacteria, and you might think bad, but these are the good bacteria.
Yeah, the fact is we bacteria evolved far before humans. They were around here for a long, long time before we came on the scene. So actually, we exist because they accepted us.
Right.
And so these trillions of probiotics in your body, they have direct connections with your brain. Actually, in the embryo, your gut and your brain are the same tissue called ectoderm. And your gut separates from the brain, and it goes down into your stomach as your embryo, and it pulls along a nerve called the vagus nerve. So your brain always has a direct connection with the vagus nerve and your stomach. And you have a very intense nervous system all around your gut. So your gut not only talks to your brain through the nervous system, but these probiotics make neurotransmitters. They make norepinephrine and all sorts of stuff that directly influence your brain.
You know, that connection to me seems to speak to intuition a bit, having that tissue be the first tissue that separates in an embryo. And it also goes to that healthy brain, healthy belly, healthy brain.
Yeah, in fact, you've heard that your gut is called the second brain. It really is your second brain because your body, they're from the same tissue in an embryo. And they just separate. Your gut tissue migrates down into your gut from your brain, but they're actually the same tissue. Everyone knows when they get upset mentally, you get like if you hear bad news, you get sick to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
By the same token, if you're sick to your gut, there's no way you can have a happy day. You know, your brain and your gut are very intimately connected.
Yeah, and I think we're going to talk a little bit later about you are what you eat.
You are what you eat, and you're also what you eat ate.
Okay. You'll have to clarify that one. 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. So we have all these great probiotics, or we want all of these great probiotics living in us because they're doing all kinds of things, neurotransmitter, vitamins, all kinds of nutritional type functions.
And they're actually your first line of defense. 70% of your immune system is your gut. It's not in your bone marrow. Your probiotics are really your bodyguards, your bouncers, in addition to making all these vitamins, neurotransmitters, and things like that, helping you digest food. They're your first connection in the world. Say a little kid putting a dirty finger in their mouth. It's 98.6 degrees in there. There's food. There's water. But on that finger, there could be bacteria, parasites, fungus, viruses. It's a great place to grow inside that body. What keeps all that stuff from growing? It's your probiotics. They are the ones that pick up viruses. They fight them off. They're your buddies. They're your bodyguards in addition to everything else. And actually, more amazing, they're finding actually your immune system is trained by your gut probiotics. It's actually police academy for your T cells. So your probiotics actually train your gut-associated lymphoid tissue. It's called GALT. Your whole intestines, because we're talking about a tube full of fecal material. Anything could be in that fecal material.
Sure.
And so you have a huge lymphatic and immune system there. But what trains that immune system, those T cells, those Treg cells, all these intricate immune cells, they're trained by your probiotics.
So the probiotics are, like you say, the first responders, and they're seeing these different invaders coming in, and they're the ones that are the traffic cops and kind of telling everybody what to do and how to respond.
Exactly. They're the first responders. So if you did introduce something to your body like salmonella, E. coli or something, the probiotics in your gut they'd be the first one to start duking out with these guys. They start fighting with them, but they also start initiating alarms and notifying your own immune system, hey, we have a problem down here. They're the ones that kind of pull the fire alarm while they're responding and beating up these guys. And then your immune system starts showing up to the location of your gut. And also cells that are trained by your probiotics in your gut, they're called Treg cells. They actually travel to other parts of your body. So part of your lung immunity, those T cells that protect your lung from stuff that you breathe in, are actually trained by probiotics in your gut. It's quite amazing.
Wow. Yeah. So it's beyond the gut.
Exactly. There's called the gut-brain axis, where your gut affects your brain. There's a gut-skin axis. If you have skin problems, you probably have a sick gut. Your probiotics directly affect your skin health. There's the gut immune axis, it's called. So these are all direct connections between your probiotics, your brain, probiotics, your immune system.
Right,
and,
right.
They control you.
Kind of ruin the whole roost here, yeah.
They control you. They literally do.
Yeah. All right, 527-486-8-1866, KVNF now. And it's Max from Montrose on the line with a question. Good evening, Max. Good to hear from you.
How are you all doing? Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you.
It's so fun. So, I have younger children, of course, and they keep bringing all this mineral water, probiotic and stuff and this and that into the house and say, this is what you have to have in order to feed your system. Now, tell me the difference between that and what I grow in my garden for a natural way to do this. I mean, I don't understand this. I thought we always got what we were supposed to get.
Well, you're full of trillions of probiotics. Your job is through your diet is you want your body to be a very ritzy hotel. That's why your diet is important. You give the probiotics what they need to live. So your garden foods are full of foods that the probiotics need, especially fibers. So there's a lot of foods that you eat that are great for probiotics, and there's a lot of foods that you eat that are very bad for probiotics. For instance, a piece of broccoli would have a very favorable reaction for probiotics, whereas a corn chip with a GMO corn oil in it is going to have a very negative effect on your probiotics. So you're actually right. The real way that you affect your probiotics is through your diet. You can take all the probiotic supplements you want, but if you're eating junk food, they're not going to take. They want a ritzy hotel. They're not going to hang around.
A diverse diet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If your gut is full of crap and stuff that you eat is marginal in nutrition, it's full of herbicides, pesticides, etc., only certain bacteria want to live down there, and they're the bacteria you don't want, actually, like Salmonella, E. coli, Clostridium difficile. And so the point is, through your garden, like you mentioned, eating good foods, eating good organic foods, your probiotics love that. They love it more than you, and it's more important to feed your probiotics correctly than it is to you. And actually, I'll tell everybody, when you eat, you should eat to feed your gut probiotics. Not
That's
you.
That's an interesting way to think
about
it.
You know, the way we really eat is we're trying to please the surface of our tongue, which is a small surface area. You know, that's why we eat so much sugar. But, you know, eating a diverse amount of fiber, all your garden veggies and stuff like that, there's some very specific ones that we could mention a little later on that are supportive of probiotics. But what you eat is more important than what you could take. So, like I say, you can buy a heavy dose of probiotics, but if you're eating junk food, they're not going to do you any good.
Whereas okay, so I guess my question is this. you know, because I'm not really concerned about that in my system because I know what I eat and, you know, do. But when I have my children show up with all the stuff and all they can do is to go to the natural food, this, that, and the other, you know, is that a hype or is that really something that is good for them? I mean, I'm beyond that reproach from being 20 anymore. This is just something I've done all my life. But these kids, my grandkids, now, where do they get it? Is that all that stuff coming out of the natural grocers and Whole Foods and all that stuff? Is that the only place?
I'll just remind you that kids today live in a totally different environment than what you grew up in. Their environment is totally poisoned. We have mercury, we have water. You know, there's no comparison to what I grew up in the 50s and 60s compared to what kids. So their diet is essentially toxic to their probiotics. You're exactly.
But they're buying all this stuff that they are claiming is good for them. Is that true or false?
It depends on what it is. There's a thousand things that are terrible for you, and there's a thousand things that are great for you. So there's a differentiator. We'll talk about that. But natural foods, natural means nothing. And natural is not a defined term. So they can call glyphosate wheat natural. It means nothing.
Okay.
So it has to be organic, real food.
But probiotic supplements are probiotic.
So I'm not incorrect when I tell them, no, what you need to do is not work on the app on your computer, but get out in the soil and grow this stuff and then use this and eat this.
Oh, absolutely. And actually what you do in your own environment, you ferment foods. So fermented foods from Paeonia Montrose are totally different from fermented foods in France or Russia.
Yeah.
You have the local things. And so, yeah, you have to, and it's been proven many times, the dirtier a kid is, kids that actually live in the farms and live around cows, pigs, dogs, and cats, they have immune systems that are very robust. You know, we've looked at germs, bacteria as germs. We have this thing that germs are terrible. We have the germ theory of disease. You know, we use a Listerine that kills 99.9% of germs. Lysol is killing 99% of germs. The thing is, germs are very important. And kids that are exposed to germs early in their life rarely get sick, whereas a little kid that lives in a sterile environment in a condo in Chicago with that's lysolized, they tend to get sick a lot. They have a lot more allergies, a lot more problems. So you're absolutely right. Go out and get your fingers dirty. You need to get all the
work in the garden.
Exactly.
But you can't do that. Does that affect you after years, let's say 10 or 12 years? Because I was always doing that, and I drink stream water all the time. And everybody says, no, you have to do this and this and this and this. And I'm going, I have never been affected by the water that I drink.
It's because you have a healthy probiotic things. And if you have a healthy gut probiotics, you can. I mean, you see that in Mexico. You know, people go to Mexico and they see little kids that are playing in all this dirt and street and all like that. And they have a salad bar and they're sick for 3 weeks. So exactly. You have a robust immune system because you're probiotics. So you can accept more stuff from the environment without problems.
So is there an advice you can give me for my children who are just all consumed by this so-called organic, non-GMO stuff? I mean,
that's the only way to go. Well, I'll just tell you, that is the only way we go. Our food system has been taken over by agribusiness, and quite frankly, we're all full of pesticides, herbicides, glyphosate. They're all endocrine disruptors. You know, we don't know what that stuff has only been around the last 20 years or so, really heavy. So
we used to chase the stupid truck for mosquito spraying, and I don't know what they had in it. You know, because
ethylene or something like that.
Followed that stupid truck spraying for mosquitoes.
Right.
You know? I mean,
right, and so it's anyway, a different world for sure.
I just wanted to know I have trouble talking to my kids about saying, no, if you will get off your computer and go into the dirt, you will find all the answers you need.
Right. No, you're actually right. There's a whole book written by Dr. Josh Axe. You might look at it. It's called Eat Dirt. And that's the point. You know, when you pull produce out of your carrots and stuff like that, you don't need to totally disinfect them. It's okay to get dirt from your garden in your mouth. It's okay
I thought that was good for you.
It is good. That's what I just said. It's very good for you. It's actually crucial for training your immune system.
So the flu shots and all this crap that they're throwing out at everybody today is really technically not as good as it would be to eat good food and breathe good air then.
Boy, that sounds like a great concept to me, Max.
Well, absolutely. You know, if you have a good probiotics, you can fight. Flu is a virus, so probiotics actually help you fight viruses, parasites, fungus, you name it. They train your immune system. And I'll just give you an example. A medicine has never come up with a cure for the common cold or the flu, yet you have survived and cured every flu and cold you ever got, correct?
Yeah.
Our body has that innate ability. Yeah, but you have to provide your probiotics with the food that they need. And so it's not just about giving your body vitamin C for your immune system. It's actually giving your probiotics and your gut what they need because they are your first responders. Again,
you know,
70% of your immune system is
really
in your gut.
Reluctant. Really, human beings are very reluctant to admit that there is a microscopic thing that controls them in their gut.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking total control.
Yeah.
All right, I better let you go because I can talk about this.
Well, thanks,
yeah,
Max.
Yeah, Max, good conversation. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good luck with those kids.
Oh, they're fine.
Yeah.
It's all right. This is a laundry. You know how that goes.
You bet.
And I was there, too, so.
I bet you were.
Yeah. All right.
Happy holidays to you, Max.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Max. And can I just mention real quick, he was just talking about how bacteria really control you. They just figured out the human genome. That's our human genetic sequence. And humans have between 20,000 and about 25,000 genes. They discovered that simple organisms like rice have 55,000 genes, and wheat has 164,000 genes.
What?
Yeah, so that was disturbing to them until they took into the effect of the gut microbiota on you. Mm. And actually, when you take in the bacteria residing in you, your human genes plus your bacterial genes, we have over 5 million genes influencing our health, and only 20,000 of those are yours.
Wow.
So you can see 5 million genes from probiotics controlling your health.
Whoa.
And only 20,000 of yours. That's a huge number.
Probiotics.
I'm really talking about.
Yeah, that is where it's at. Great number there, Charlie. That makes a big impact. 527-486-8166, KVNF now. We're going to talk about some of the foods that can help you restore your gut. But, you know, what happens when that breaks down? I want you to talk a little bit about that barrier and what can cause that to break down.
Well, just like Max's questions alluded to, you know, that barrier is very critical. People today are taking in a lot more insecticides and herbicides than we used to. You know, in my lifetime, I'm not that old. I grew up in the 50s, but I've seen a huge change in the diet. We've also seen a huge explosion in diabetes, heart problems, mental problems, and all these can be facilitated by probiotics. Actually, some of the heaviest neurologic research by neurologists, they're all using probiotics.
Wow, great stuff. Hey, we've got Kim on the line from Ridgeway with a question. Good evening, Kim.
Hi. I don't know if you all covered this already or not, but
go ahead.
What's a good probiotic supplement?
Well, basically, there's two. In your small intestine, there's a whole group called the Lactobacillus family. The most famous member of that is Acidophilus. Everyone's heard of that. But there's a whole bunch of Lactobacillus. So that's a small intestine probiotic family. And then in your large intestine, it's called the Bifidobacterium family. So you want a probiotic supplement that has a lot of Lactobacillus in it and a lot of Bifidobacterium in it. And I can show you, you know, you should be able to hold up a probiotic formula at arm's length, and if it looks like a big long list and you see a lot of Lactobacillus and a lot of Bifidobacterium, it's a good one.
Okay.
So yeah, you want a broad spectrum, because remember, we have between 500 and 1,000, maybe even more, different probiotics living in you. It's like the Amazon rainforest in there.
The more the better, huh?
They don't even understand. We're just starting to scratch the surface of the microbiome right now. You're just going to start hearing about this more and more, because we're discovering, you know, they rule every aspect of your life, from your skin health to your immune health to especially your brain health. I mean, they control they can control brains. So actually, Dr. David Perlmutter is a famous neurologist nationwide. You see him. He used to be a standard neurologist that treated people with pharmaceuticals. Now his whole practice, he's finding that you can totally solve depression, anxiety, mood problems with probiotics. That's mind-blowing.
Wow. Yeah, that's fascinating.
So is there a particular brand that you like?
Well, if you shop at Natural Grocers, we have such high standards. You know, Garden Life, very high brand, Natural Factors, Now, Solaray.
You kind of do the homework for
anything.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, Natural Grocers, just to give them a little plug, they've been in vitamins since 1955. And I'll remind you, in 1955, nobody was in vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1965, no one was in vitamins. And 75, people started getting into it. So we have very high standards. Anything we carry, but Garden Life is very good, et cetera.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Kim.
Bye.
And it is Nancy from Paonia on the line. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Is this Charlie?
Yes.
Charlie, I've been trying to heal leaky gut for about 5 years, and I came up with my own little thing that really works really well. I ran across an article about autism and leaky gut. And it said, you know, the zonulin gates get busted open that are connecting the cells in the intestines. And low salicylate foods actually help to heal the gut. And I found it to be more beneficial than the glutamine and, you know, the marshmallow and the slippery elm and all that stuff and all the probiotics. And it was really, really fast healing. And I just wondered if you had encountered anything with the leaky gut that was really successful.
Well, leaky gut can be healed. It depends on at what point you get. The villi I mentioned, your small intestine, are like fingers. When you start developing problems, you start actually chopping off the tip of the finger, and your villi actually start getting smaller and smaller to where you get from a surface absorption area of a tennis court down to maybe a quarter of a tennis court. So, you know, the fact is that glutamine is the main fuel of intestinal cells, so that's the main nutrient. But, you know, if you want to heal leaky gut, you have to get the offenders out, which would be your herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, gluten, a lot of lectins in plants. We're just discovering lectins in seeds and all that. Especially saponins, potatoes. You talk about something that activates zonulin, which is a hormone that affects the tight junctions. Gluten screws up the tight junctions via zonulin. A lot of things do. So you need to get the offenders out first from your diet. Then you have to start taking fermented foods to rebuild your probiotics up there. And then the probiotics, they do make a lot of healthy things for your colon, especially acetate, butyrate, propionate. These are fuels for your colon that are specifically made by probiotics that help you heal.
I actually worked in the vitamin and supplements department for about 4 years at Natural Grocers. And I am gluten-free, and I did do all the, you know, the probiotics, and I've been eating organic for 20 years. So I did a lot of that, and I tried, like, 5 years of healing my gut. I just wanted to share with you that the low salicylate diet was really effective.
Well, that's an individual thing. You know, there's a lot of diets. There's FODMAP diets. There's all sorts
right.
of diets that okay. affect. It's very
individual. It's not across the board necessarily.
That's a good place to start, because that anything that messes up your tight junction needs to be eliminated.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the high salicylate diet, or, you know, foods were like almonds and chocolate and dark leafy greens. So that was my entire diet. And when I eliminated them, the side effects of leaky gut, completely subsided.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was interesting.
That's awesome.
I had read in an article with a connection to autism, like I said. So.
Yeah, well, a lot of that's mercury-induced, too. So that's a whole different thing. Mercury is a very huge immune suppressant.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that's helped you, Nancy. That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to. Yeah, I was wondering. I just love, you're so knowledgeable, and thank you so much. I really appreciate listening to you and Jill. Jill, thanks for having them on.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your
thanks
story.
Thanks for your
appreciate
heads up.
That.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Because she did mention the term, and that's leaky gut, and that's, we don't have much time left, but that's when that barrier breaks down, and you're saying that's when those fingers in the small intestine start to shrivel up, and where they can't absorb nutrients anymore. And
yeah, leaky gut is not diarrhea. It's not like you're leaking fluid. Leaky gut means you're leaking poop into your bloodstream.
Yeah. That membrane has,
that membrane,
the barrier's been,
that barrier has been disrupted, and you start leaking undigested food particles, gluten, anything in your gut starts getting your bloodstream. I mean, there could be hundreds of offending agents, which all circulate in your bloodstream and then cause systemic problems.
Mm, that's a pretty serious point when you're there. Well, obviously, lots more that we can talk about, probiotic foods and that type of thing. And can you just give us a quick list, Charlie? We're out of time here, but maybe run down some good probiotic foods.
To feed your probiotics, you need what are called prebiotics, and that's essentially fiber that your probiotics like. So chicory, Gerlusum, artichoke, dandelion greens, garlic, leek, onions, asparagus, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, bok choy, Brussels sprouts, kale, collard green, berries, sour cherries, pumpernickel bread, potato starch, unripe bananas, plantains, canned white beans, lentils, rice. And amazing thing is when you cook and cool down potatoes or rice, it makes them what's called a resistant starch. Probiotics love resistant starch.
Oh, really?
So plantain, chicory, all these things. You can feed your probiotics by eating a lot of, like I say, chicory, Jerusalem artichoke, dandelion, garlic, all this sort of stuff. The best way to get your probiotics into shape is to feed them good food, good organic food, good non-GMO food, because they're very susceptible to that.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you so much for helping me to understand the importance of probiotics and think about how I'm eating a little bit differently. Yeah, it's a good conversation, and I love the research that's coming out and appreciate you sharing that. And Charlie is down at the Natural Grocers in Montrose and gives free advice down there if you want to contact him, 249-2724. You can stop in if you're down in Motown. That's going to do it for As the Worm Turns tonight. It's One Woman's Perspective coming up next. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns on KVNF. Thanks, Charlie.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
You've got a cute fast pocket master, which you can make both slow and fast. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.